Hi, everybody. This is Christy. I am the Intimate Warrior. I thank you so much for stopping by. And as always, I send you love. So I really do apologize for not making this video or June's video 2 days ago. I guess it would have been, what day was it? Wednesday. I don't even know what day today is. Friday. Today's Friday. So anyway, because, you know, life events took place. I was given an opportunity to do some things, you know, that were, you know, going to represent love. So I took advantage of that and just didn't have time Wednesday. And then Thursday, I was kind of hit with lots of exhaustion and taking the time for myself that day. So here I am. This video will include some information about June. If you haven't already received information in reference to it, then I hope to fill you in. So June, of course, is a 6 month. And this is an overall energy. Number 6 signifies man. Now, if we dig a little bit deeper, when we talk about the mark of the beast. I know for myself, I have had lots of fear about the mark of the beast, 666, for nearly all of my life, which the devil that we have been taught about, which we have learned about through Christianity or through certain religion, reading about the Bible, whatever it is, can be an entity or an idea that has the ability to limit, create lots of fear. And instead of actually focusing more on the overall message of the Bible, focusing on Christ and love, the mind will always pick up on things that are of negativity or negative form because we are full of density. We are full of negative form. So we have to do the process of transforming one element into another, becoming more usable. That is what 666 signifies. Not always. Of course, you know, we have a choice at being 666 while being in fear and in limitation, or we can see 666 as a sign of us transforming lead into gold. This means, like King Solomon, when he was talking in the Bible, and I'm going to kind of keep this video here short, and I wasn't even going to mention King Solomon today in this video. But it's, and I have to find this passage, and that's why I wasn't going to put it in here, because I'm not ready for it right now. I don't have it in front of me. But when we give up every single thing, our desires, our lusts, our wants and needs of this reality of earth, we are changing lead into gold. We are offering up every single thing that we have ever known from this reality in order to gain spiritual knowledge, heavenly knowledge, therefore receiving heavenly or divine light from within ourselves. Now, this is what we cannot embody, the true self. We do not make up, or the monad will not sit within us. The embodiment of true self, of higher self, through divinity, will not sit within a human form that is dense, that has not annihilated the ego. That's what June is about. And the day of 6-6 of a year, numerical year of 6, is here. It's going to be here in a few days. We're going to have a 666 number. And in this reality, June the 6th is known as D-Day, right? what does it stand for? Death Day? Doomsday? Something? I asked my husband about it the other day. You know, I think I mentioned in my previous video about Memorial Day that my dad was in the military, served about 23 years in the Army. And that's what I wanted to do with my life. I wanted to do exactly what my dad did, and I wanted to stand up for a greater cause and be belong to something that was greater than myself. But it just didn't work out, and because I was never meant to, of course. I was never meant to do that. My reality required, or my true being required for me to deal with the true battle, the true war, internally. So I've had value in the military system, and I give great respect to those who are willing to put their lives in danger for other people. And this goes for, you know, even the police officers, whatever, whoever is out there sacrificing their life. But remember, it's not just those types of people who are sacrificing themselves every single day. There are people like us who are doing this on a daily basis, and doing it by being in love. And that's what the Bible talks about. True love, though. Let me Google that real quick. Well, upon doing my own research here, it just says that the D in D-Day is actually just a way of saying D or day, because I think it was originally supposed to take place on June the 5th, but there was bad weather, and so they had to hold it off by one day. So they normally would have put, what, D plus one, so D-Day, the day of it, or something like that, had it lasted. Or extended, something like that. Anyway, but as I look at the actual date of June the 6th of 1944, of course, you have a 6 and 6, and then 1944 totals 9, which is the opposite of 6, or the 6 inverted creates a 9. So that's just, so 669 is the actual number. And if you flip it, of course, it becomes 666, which we have had other months of that did have 666 within it in the past. So this is not our first one, is what I'm trying to say. And this is an alchemy when we exchange, like I said, lead into gold. And what does this mean for you? It is the process of when, also, Jesus spoke about, this is my body and this is my blood. And then he drank from the chalice. It's the union of father and mother and then the son. Of course, signifying Jesus. We take in the wine, we take in the bread, and then we take in the son. So, if I think I mentioned in one of my videos here recently that I have been smelling alcohol, and then also I went out and had 9 beers that day and was completely fine and able to stand upon my feet. Usually I'll take a couple of sips of any alcohol and I'm like, you know, tipsy and, you know, laughing and giggling and can't handle myself. But that night, I was able to drink 9 beers, and it was necessary. Please do not judge me. It was necessary for me to be able to go through that extent. I have never been able to drink 9 beers and still function and still not be sick or anything like that. But I felt it with every sip that I was taking. I was not being consumed by alcohol because my body is now at the point of doing what it's supposed to do, using something and transforming it. But because I have been able or very sensitive to the smell, and it has actually been so significant that it makes me kind of, ugh, I don't like this. Although it's a sweetness to it, but it's so sweet How can something that's so sweet of a smell make me gag? I'm learning. That's why. When we're having an experience, especially a negative one, it's supposed to teach us about who we are. It's supposed to teach us something. We learn our greatest experiences in difficulties. We learn about who we are in difficulties. So I've had to go through this sensitivity, and it's been going on for a month or maybe 2 months now of being sensitive. And it could be longer, actually. It could have been during the time of my mother-in-law being of passing away as well. So it could be a good lengthy time here that I've been dealing with it, because I'm dealing with spirit. It's not the alcohol that I'm working with. I'm working with spirit. And now, recently, for a week, 2 weeks now, I've been very tender, or I've been smelling yeast. When the bread is nearby, or I'm walking into certain areas, I'm smelling yeast from bread. Spirit. Blood. Blood, which is the wine, and the body is the bread that Jesus talks about in the Bible. I'm working with these two things and combining them together and becoming. This is the alchemical process of creating the philosophical stone. Am I saying that correctly? I have a hard time saying that word. And first, the heart must be stable. The three chambers of the heart, through the threefold flame, is going to receive a fourth flame from the Divine Mother, a white flame that's going to push us into true unification of the heart, or within true centeredness of love. So the three flames of Shin, and this is why Moses also became the burning bush, or saw the burning bush, or saw, witnessed God. It wasn't just three flames. You can see either three flames or four, because when you have three, you of course are working with the threefold flame of the heart. It turns into four flames, because you're going to have now this divine, the Divine Mother's flame united within it, and it's going to be white, and it's going to make everything completely pure and seem white, because her flame is white. And so the body and the blood becomes the temple of bread in the wholeness of being, which contains the sustaining mana of life. And there are so much that I really wanted to go through with this this video. But because, you know, my days have been a little mixed up, and then yesterday not feeling, not having lots of energy yesterday, and just being busy anyway outside, I didn't have the energy to really sit and read. And even this morning, I didn't sleep but a few hours last night, or it's been a couple of days since I've had a restful sleep because of being awakened by Source, of course, and dealing with my true other purification process here. And so I haven't had the time to really, I have like 300 pages open of just information of, of doing my own research through every single thing that has been given to me for the past week or two, and just great stuff. But I wanted to give you a brief explanation about the month of June. And the month of June it can make you feel very exhausted, because it's really the higher work, and of course, you know, it seems so difficult early on in our process, and very heavy and very limited, and then followed by kind of those blissful moments. And we tend to want to hold on to those blissful moments. We have to learn also to let go of that bliss. Letting go of that bliss. So today, before I, you know, end this video, I wanted to mention that my husband and I were talking about the bird that we rescued, and when to actually let her go. You know, she's been ready for some time here, I guess a few days, maybe a week, but, you know, she's still showing those little baby feathers, and then the weather has been a little bit off, lots of storms, and, you know, we didn't want to let her go, or we just couldn't go outside and do it then. excuse me. So we decided to wait till Friday, which is today, to release her, and it would have been 4 weeks to a Friday, not to the actual day of the month that we got her. We got her May the 6th. The actual month, I realized last night, would have been June the 6th, would have been an entire month. And last night I was like, okay, we're going to release you on Monday instead. But as I took her outside this morning to get her daily activity outdoors, I began to realize I was acting on selfishness. I want her to go on June the 6th because that's a day of freedom, liberation. It's death, really, because we're the mark of the beast in the Bible, and it deals with the devil, lower vibration, but it's the exchange from being from one lower element and to be reunited with a higher element. We're turning into gold. Now, we're not there yet, so let's just be patient, settle down a little bit, and really be humble. Stay humble. And I can't make you stay humble or be humble and understand what that really means. When you have your experiences internally are going to really make you feel, and like I mentioned in my Memorial Day videos, I felt like I had been knocked down a few pegs. Not in a bad way. But when God really is showing you who you truly are in the path that you have taken, and everything that you have done, all the things that you have learned, you're awestruck. And it really makes you fall to your knees in humbleness. And that's what I'm talking about. And you won't think of yourself as you're greater than any other individual, whether you may think they're awake or not, if you think they're mean or not, you will not, because you have walked the same path, and they are probably walking in the same path, but you were just unaware of it. In letting the bird go, I was thinking of my own needs. Oh, I'm going to keep you because this day is going to mark a high significance. It's also, of course, going to be your month anniversary. But today I was like, oh, love. If I love her, today is perfect. It's, I said it anyway to begin with. Let's not change it. I told her I was going to let her go. And if I love something, I'm going to set it free, no matter what it is. And so we did. And it was beautiful. It was, oh my goodness, I miss her. I miss her. She, right as my husband opened the cage, she flew up instantly. She just went up. I watched her in the tree briefly. She hopped from one branch to a higher branch. And then eventually she took off into the distance. And I don't know where she's at now. But I know she's free. Free. Imagine now a bird who can fly anywhere, do anything, is always cared for through the seasons, through rain, snow, whatever it is going on. They are loved by Source, and they are free because of Source. That's the type of freedom that we should be reaching for. That is the type of love that is given to us continuously, and that we should be giving to others. Love is complete freedom. So if you're giving love without any form of judgment or expectation of what another person is doing, for you, then you are love. And you are experiencing freedom. So how often are you acting on love? And how often are you acting on love without saying, well, you know what? Where's me? Hey, what are you giving to me? Or you said this and you're not doing that. Love just is always. And it's about you living up to love, not about what others are living up to it. Others have to learn what love is. And there's nothing that you can say or do that's going to change somebody's perspective on love. So I also want to add to this video that because we are connecting more with the Father because of being reunited with the Mother, I have, because of also my brother, healing of my brother's energy and of all the pain and trauma through there. And I hope everybody hears in my videos healing. I heal every single time I am making a video here. Whether you understand it or not, I am not holding anything over anybody's head. I am not holding on to anything. And I'm mentioning this. I think somebody in some of my comments or in the comments is not hearing that I am healing others. I'm healing myself. I'm healing others. In healing myself, I'm not holding on to anything. My past comes up, just like my past now with my brother is coming up. And also, I'm reconnecting with my father. And he called me yesterday. I was exhausted and it was so hot. So I didn't call him back. I texted him and asked him if I can call him back sometime this weekend anyway. But we texted back and forth for a few minutes. And, you know, my dad's under the assumption that I didn't want to hear from him for all of these years. And, of course, that's his mind that has been giving him that type of doubt or fear, anxiety, worry, whatever. And I emphasize that you have always been welcomed in my life. No matter how you felt, you're my dad. I've always loved you and I always will. I have no hard feelings even if with you thinking that I didn't want to and you didn't try, reach out, there's no hard feelings. Because I know what it's like to hurt, to be in pain, to be without. And I also know what it's like to experience love. And I will love my dad, even if it means that my mom isn't going to like it when she finds out. I'm going to love my dad because it's right to do anyway. So I have reconnected with my dad. And I know it's going to improve from here on out. I'm not sure if we'll have a chance to ever, if he comes back up here or if I'm ever able to see him in person. I can only hope. Of course, I'm not living for the future right now. I am living in the present moment. So I have done that type of healing and reconnecting with my dad. It was emotional. It was exciting. All those emotions came up, you know, because my dad and I used to be, oh, that's my dad. I was his baby girl. I was the youngest. I am the youngest of his children. And I had the first grandson for them. And I actually now have the first great-granddaughter. He just found out about her. And he said that she is the first. He has 13 grandchildren, a highly significant number, plus one great-granddaughter. And that's something that I'm going to not mention more of, because it'll come more into my next video, I hope, because it works with everything we're going through. So keep in mind, this month is not the dooms month. There is nothing tragic that can take place. We're also working our way into summer. highly significant, which is, of course, the union, like I just mentioned, of father and mother together with the son. It's highly significant. It's a great time, but it can make you feel, of course, exhausted. Well, so take rest. Listen to yourself. Take things easy. Make sure that you are really listening to your inner guidance of, okay, I need to eat this. And don't beat yourself up for what you are nourishing yourself with. I need to drink. We're working with spirit and in body. We're working with the blood and the bread, the wine and the bread. Excuse me, I'll get this right. So if you too are experiencing a sensitivity with food, it's not about the food. It's about the element that's contained within the food. So if you have too much of an element or not enough, you can come out and have the side effect can be having a symptom associated with it. You know, indigestion. It could be going to the bathroom too much. It could be throwing up. It could be headaches, rashes, whatever it is, because you have to know and understand your experience, and it should match source. And you have to, like my sensitivity with smelling alcohol. How can I, again, it's so sweet, but it's so strong that I found it very irritating. And I realized in that irritation, I also have an irritation towards the Father. God of all source, everything. Because why? I've had a resistance from really understanding what the Father principle was, what God really was. And I've had to heal my Father, my relationship with my Father. Everything in your life is an example or indication of what needs to be healed in order for you to truly reach God. More to come, so please be patient with me and come back soon. This is Christy. Much love, health, and healing your way. I am bringing purpose to your life. Take care.